Western governments, including the United States, have been slow in announcing concrete steps to support the rebellion in Libya. But today the White House said the United States is imposing sanctions against the Gaddafi regime and cutting diplomatic ties with Tripoli. Events are moving so quickly in Libya that it's anybody's guess what's going to happen next. But there are several possible scenarios. The World's Katie Clark explores a few of them.
One scenario has Gaddafi holding on to power, unleashing a brutal reprisal upon those Libyans who dared to rise up against him. That calls to mind the revenge Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein exacted on the Shia in southern Iraq and the Kurds in the north following their 1991 uprising. Saddam lasted another 12 years in power. Dartmouth College professor Dirk van der Walle says it's interesting to compare Gaddafi's present situation to what happened in Iraq, but he says Saddam was in nowhere near as tight a spot then as Gaddafi is now.
He could, kind of in a bunker mentality, remain in Tripoli. But then, of course, the major problem would be where would he get the resources to support himself and the people that still support him? Because ultimately, the money comes from the oil fields, and the oil fields are obviously not located in Tripoli.
A second scenario also envisions Gaddafi holding on to power, but with his country split in two, with eastern Libya largely out of his control. Van der Walle says that pretty much describes Libya at the moment, and he says it's not a good place for a leader to be in.
Because at that point, he would need to reconquer the eastern part of the country, so to speak. And frankly, I don't think he has enough military hardware and military support and support of the mercenaries behind him to really make that possible.
Scenario number three envisions a future Libya without Gaddafi, but with no clear successor. Reeva Bala is with the global intelligence company Stratfor. She says such a situation would result in a security vacuum unseen before in the Middle East.
In Libya, if you have the fall of Gaddafi, you have the first real example of a regime collapse in this region, because Gaddafi himself personified this regime. He deliberately kept institutions around him weak, including the army. And so without that sort of cohesion from the top, you can very easily see things breaking down, particularly breaking down into this east-west split.
And Paul Sullivan of Georgetown University says a divided Libya wouldn't last very long, considering the country's economy depends on exporting natural resources.
The natural gas is on the west coast. But the LNG facility to liquefy the gas and send it to Europe and elsewhere is on the east coast. Most of the oil is on the east coast. The pipeline going to Italy is off of the west coast. The infrastructure is really built for a country that should be one.
It's the third scenario of a security vacuum that most worries observers like Sullivan, but there are signs of hope. For instance, in Benghazi, the first major Libyan city to declare its independence from Gaddafi's rule, life continues relatively smoothly. Shops are open, traffic is flowing, and a new local government is emerging. Benghazi could be a model for the rest of Libya, but that depends on when Gaddafi leaves and how he exits. Many, like Libyan-American Hafed al-Gawel, say ousting Gaddafi may turn out to be the easy part. The work that follows once he's gone will be more challenging. Even so, al-Gawel says his countrymen back home are up to the job.
I mean, I was just listening to somebody in Tripoli saying, I swear I don't even have a stone in my hand. I'm walking into this fire and I'm willing to die, but I don't even have a stick or a stone to defend myself with.
Al-Gawel says Libyans may not know what's in store for them next, but feel anything is better than Gaddafi. For The World, this is Katie Clark.